Oh, thank God, you're home. Could you please lend a hand with these? I thought that free trial at the gym my sister got for me would help with the heavy lifting, but my biceps feel like they're gonna explode. Psh, what do you mean water aerobics don't count? I'll have you know that Agnes is a strict instructor, always picking on me. Just because I want to freestyle and all she wants is my side straddle hop in tip-top shape, whatever that's supposed to mean. Speaking of side straddle hop, I've missed you. You're so warm and snuggly. You smell like dryer sheets, and I just want to bury my face in you. Wait, you smell like dryer sheets. Are you doing laundry? Since when is that a thing? Last time I caught you near the washing machine, you were tipsy and having just caught a midnight showing of The Force Awakens. You sat on top of it, wondering if the rumbling from the spin cycle will make you sound like Kylo Ren. What? You don't remember? Oh no, that's too bad, because you look like such a blockhead, just riding on top of that rocking hunk of chunk, throwing out sage edge threads to Danish, the laundromat owner. You were utterly magnificent. So tell me, Pride of the Sith, what did you get up to today? Oh, I see. Sweetie, is everything okay? I don't know. It's just that you seem kind of down lately. Well, for one thing, you've been sort of quiet for a while now. I'm tired, too. Whenever I come home from work, you're always so tuckered out. I know. You don't want me to worry about you, I get that. But you do know that I care about you, right? Seeing you like this, all floppy and gray, it tears me up inside. I'm here for you no matter how big the issue may be or how trivial you might think your dilemma is. The small problems can be just as serious as the big problems, you know? Oh, what? You did Kevin's laundry? He just didn't feel like doing it today, or? Oh, okay. I see, and yesterday you brought takeout to Brian's? Oh, Chinese. Sounds good. Well, that does explain why you smell so nice. What? No, I meant the laundry. Although, you've definitely got my mind on some steamed fried rice now, so you've got to bear with my rumbly tummy. Why don't we just swear an oath to each other right now? And stay inside the next few days and forget about our friends. But both of us have been out and about doing so much planning for Gwen's birthday thing and John's concert, and I think we can afford a few afternoons in each other's view. What's that? Honey, no. Come on. You always do so much for the guys that I think they owe you more ones than you might them. You know, that's something I've been meaning to talk to you about. All these favors you do for them, I'm concerned you might be doing more good for them than they do for you, you know? You're such a kind person that I feel like they take advantage of you at times and with the way they rarely seem grateful of that, I don't know. God, were all guys playing hooky the day they taught you to be thankful? Look, I can tell that their ignorance of that bothers you deep down, even if you insist it doesn't. I want you to know that your goodness deserves to be acknowledged. I'm afraid that one day you might become numb and expect no one to notice all the kindness that swells inside of you. The patience you bottle up through all that and block me along with other loved ones, so I'm afraid that you'll build a wall between us, and baby, you know how tiny I am, and you know how crud I am at climbing literally anything. I'm afraid that you don't know that I care for you so much, and that I'm so at peace because of the wonderful things you've done for me, and the beautiful things you've said to me. Before I met you, when I saw you from afar, all those moments, hours, days, weeks, months ago, I could just sense you in all of your grace. You looked like a human holiday. I wanted to celebrate forever. I'm so relieved you saw something good in me too, you know? And I just want to let you know that I love... Wow. Oh my. I rambled again until you had to kiss me, didn't I? I'm sorry for that. You felt me vibrate? Okay, don't get yourself all hopped up onto a high horse. Oh, my phone. Oh, really? Who could it even bought? Oh my god. It's Agnes again. Jeez, I'm totally late for today's water aerobics. Okay, I got a jet, but when I get home, I'm gonna whip you up some best-tasting chow mein you've ever had in your Sith-loving life.